这边一起来学习。
Hallelujah! In the name of Jesus, we are here to study together.
啊，感谢神，我们今天早上来用代祷来开始。
Today we shall start our sermon on the topic of intercession.
那个，如果我问你们一个问题，说耶稣现在在做什么
？If I ask you, what is Jesus doing now?
那小朋友一定说耶稣在看我们聚会。
And our little brothers and sisters will say, He is looking at our service now.
啊，有的说耶稣在保护我们。
And some will say, Jesus is protecting us.
但是圣经记载说耶稣现在在做什么
？But what does the Bible say that Jesus is doing?
那我们来看希伯来书七章二十五节。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 7 verse 25.
希伯来书七章二十五节
Hebrews chapter 7 verse 25
凡靠着他进到神面前的人他都能拯救到底因为他是长远活着替他们祈求这边说耶稣他长远活着
Here says he ever lives
然后呢替进到神面前的人祈求
To make intercession for all those who come to God through Him.
也就是说，凡是靠着他，进到神面前受洗归入基督的人，啊，在灵里面这样说的，啊，他为这些人祷告。
In other words, all those who come to God through Him, to receive salvation, He will intercede for them.
那他为什么能够？那个拯救进到他面前来的人拯救到底呢
Why is he able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him?
这里说是他是因为第一个长远活着第二个他是替他们祈求
Two reasons are first he ever lives second he makes intercession for them
所以耶稣无时无刻 都在代祷
So at each moment he is making intercession for us
那我们知道耶稣到世上来是完成了这个得救的功夫了完成了救赎的大功
We know that Jesus came to this world to fulfill the redemption plan
我们看约翰福音十七章第四节
Let's turn to John 17 verse 4
约翰福音十七章四节
John 17 verse 4
十七章四节我在地上已经荣耀你你所托付我的事我已经成全了啊，这是主耶稣讲他成全了在世上的这个工作
Jesus said he has finished the work which the Father has given him on earth
就是两件事情一件是他荣耀了神一件第二件是他完成了所托付的事情
First he glorified God on the earth Second he finished the work which God has given him
然后耶稣完成了地上的工作之后呢最后被钉在十字架上所以在十字架上的时候那是流出宝血完成了救赎大功
And after Jesus completed his ministry on earth he was nailed on the cross and shed the blood to fulfill the redemption plan of God
约翰福音十九章三十节
John 19 verse 30
约翰福音十九章三十节
John 19 verse 30
耶稣尝了那醋就说成了便低下头将灵魂交付神了所以耶稣在约翰福音里面最后的一句话是成了
So the last words of Jesus in the book of John is It is finished
但是成了并不是说就结束了耶稣就休息了不是这样子的
But that doesn't mean that Jesus has completed his work and he rested
耶稣只是把那个菜准备好了煮好了放着了
Jesus merely prepared the material for the meal and put them aside
现在他要叫我们来享受这个恩典
And now Jesus wants us to enjoy this grace of his which can be described as the dishes
这顿美好的餐点可能有猫啊狗啊来偷吃了怎么办耶稣在那边看着了
But maybe this dishes may be eaten by the cats or dogs, so Jesus is watching by.
或是我们胃口不好了，我们吃吃就跑掉了，耶稣就要喂我们了，看着我们。
And if we do not have good appetite, we eat a little and leave, Jesus will feed us.
所以这是第一次的城啊。
So this is the first completion of Jesus' work.
城呢，就是说这个得救的这个准备工作已经准备好了，放在那里了。
In other words, when he said it is finished, he has finished his preparation.
但是实际的救赎人的工作呢，还在进行着。
But in reality, the process of salvation still carries on.
什么时候才是真正的成了呢？
When is it truly finished?
那就是启示录第十章七节。
Revelations 10 verse 7.
你看启示录十章七节。
Revelations chapter 10 verse 7.
十章七节。但在第七位天使吹号发声的时候，神的奥秘就成全了，正如神所传给他仆人众先知的佳音。这是最后一个号筒，就是第七号一吹的时候，那时候是真的全成了。
The seventh or the last trumpet is blown, and that is when the salvation plan of God is fulfilled.
这也是跟十一章的第十五节一样的。十一章第十五节，启示录十一章第十五节，这边说第七位天使吹号，也就是吹最后的号筒，天上就有大声音说，世上的国成了我主和主基督的国，他要作王直到永永远远。
This verse parallels Revelations 11 verse 15, when the seventh angel sounded, and there was a loud voice in heaven saying, the kingdom of this world have become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ.
所以我们看起来第一次耶稣在十字架上说成了，然后第二次的在启示录里面十章第十一章这边说完全成了，这中间是有距离的，是有时间的。
So there is a lapse of time between John where it is mentioned that it is finished and in Revelations 10 and 11 where it says that the salvation plan is completely finished.
耶稣救我们怎么能够救我们拯救我们到底呢？就是用代祷。
So how can Jesus save us to the uttermost? That is by intercession.
耶稣不但本身替我们死，替我们钉在十字架上，并且他之后的工作就是一直不断在代祷当中来完成这个救恩。
Not only did Jesus die and kneel on the cross for us, he also make intercessions for us to complete this salvation plan.
所以代祷是拯救到底的一个源头。
So intercession is the source of the completion of God's salvation.
没有耶稣现在代祷，救恩不能完完全全的呈现，就是说耶稣不能拯救我们到底。
Without Jesus' intercession, there will be no complete salvation. In other words, Jesus cannot save us to the uttermost.
所以代祷不只是我们常讲代祷是说啊，我们统领代祷替谁代祷，其实代祷耶稣他是本身就是用代祷来完成这个得救的这个功夫。
So while we may be talking about intercessory prayers for our brothers and sisters, we must realize that intercession is how Jesus will save us to the uttermost.
所以现在耶稣最大的工作就是代祷。
So the greatest task that Jesus is doing now is making intercession for us.
所以圣经说是耶稣长远活着做什么？代祷。
That's why the Bible says he ever lives to make intercession for us.
所以代祷有它属灵属天的奥秘性。
So intercession has its mystery in the spiritual realm.
那我们再来看看这个代祷是很重要的。
So intercession is very important.
为什么要代祷？
Why do we need intercession?
我们看启示录第十一章第十二章第十节。
Let's turn to Revelations 12 verse 10.
第十二章第十节，启示录第十节，我听见在天上有大声音说，我神的救恩能力国度并他基督的权柄现在都来到了，因为那在我们神面前作业控告我们弟兄的已经被摔下去了。所以当神的国第二次没有说成了之前呢，魔鬼作业的在那个神面前控告我们。
So before the second time when salvation is completely finished, the accuser will be accusing our brothers before God day and night.
所以因为魔鬼的控告，所以要最大的代祷是耶稣代祷，挡住魔鬼的控告。
So Jesus' intercession is to block the Satan's accusations against us.
魔鬼就是撒旦，他的名字叫阻挡，他的名字就是控告。
Satan means the accuser or the person or someone who obstructs.
从旧约到新约，一路上来，魔鬼都是一直控告，一直阻挡的。
From the Old to the New Testament, Satan has been accusing us and hindering us.
所以在属灵的救恩的历史上面，也是一场代祷的一个历史。
So the spiritual history of salvation is also a history of intercession.
那控告是魔鬼最那个有力的一个武器。
Accusation is the most effective weapon of Satan.
我们看约伯记就晓得，约伯记第一章，这个完全人约伯他为什么会落难？
We realize this in Job chapter 1 where it was described how Job suffered through his misfortune.
约伯记第一章第一节记载说，有一个人，那叫约伯，那个人完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事，这样的人世界上哪里去找？
Job 1 verse 1 says there is a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was blameless and upright, and there was no one else like him on the world.
他家庭家庭幸福，信仰坚固。
And he had a very good family and good faith.
他的儿女们相亲相爱。
And his children love one another.
但是魔鬼就是眼红了，看不过这个这么美好的人间。
Satan was jealous about this beautiful sight.
他看不惯为什么有这么完美的人。
Satan was uncomfortable with such a wonderful and complete man.
他心里不甘愿说，在神的国度里面有这么完美的信徒。
He was reluctant to see that there is such a perfect disciple in the kingdom of God.
所以第六节说，有一天呢，那个魔鬼就来了。
So verse 6, one day Satan came.
他来到，他也走来走去，混在当中。
And he was among them.
因为魔鬼是无聊鬼嘛，他走来走去不知道做什么嘛。
Satan was bored. He didn't know what to do.
那无聊就是看东看西，他就看到，哎，这个约伯敬畏神，远离恶事。
So since he was bored, he looked around and saw that Job was blameless and upright.
那神第七节，神就问撒旦说了：“你从哪里来？”撒旦说。我在地上走来走去了，无聊嘛。
And verse 7, and the Lord said to Satan, "From where do you come?" So Satan answered the Lord and said, "From going to and fro from the earth."
所以撒旦就控告约伯。
So Satan accused Job.
所以完美的人，魔鬼就在看着你，控告你。
So a blameless person, Satan will look at you and accuse you.
何况我们不是每个人都是像约伯这样完美，这样敬畏神，远离恶事啊。
How much less are we less blameless and upright than Job, who keep himself away from evil things?
所以魔鬼的控告也就更激烈了。
And so the accusations we face will be even sharper.
我们看撒迦利亚书。
Let's turn to Zechariah.
撒迦利亚书第三章。
Zechariah chapter 3.
魔鬼走来走去，现在又来控告一个人了。
So Satan was moving to and fro from the earth, and he is now accusing another person.
就是撒迦利亚所看到的，在属灵里面的一幕。
This is what Zechariah saw in the spiritual realm.
就是在灵界的。
In the spiritual realm.
就是天使又指给我看，大祭司约书亚站在神的面前，那个，
3:1.
这是神的工人啊。
Joshua was the worker of God.
这是神的大祭司。
The high priest of God.
他站在神使者的面前。
And he was standing before the angel of the Lord.
这个撒旦呢，他也站在那里了。
Satan was also standing there.
所以排排站，他站一排嘛。
So they were standing in one file.
那这个撒旦站在耶稣的右边，右边是大边，就是说最有力量的那一边。
Satan was standing at his right hand, in other words, the most prominent, strong position.
也是最接近的那一边。
And it is also the closest side.
也是 最亲近的那边。
It is the most intimate side.
这个撒旦假惺惺不是说他跟你亲近啊，他是站在右边与他作对，所以魔鬼撒旦就是作对，就是那个阻挡。
So it wasn't that Satan was trying to be close to Joshua, but instead he was there to oppose him.
所以这一次的撒旦是来控告这个有缺点的这个大祭司。
So Satan was here to accuse this high priest who had blame.
因为耶稣亚穿着污秽的衣服啊。
Because Joshua wore a filthy garment.
所以这个有缺点的给魔鬼留地步的这个撒旦，他更不客气了，就站在你旁边攻击你了。
So those who are not blameless and those who wear filthy garments, Satan will be by your side to accuse you.
所以魔鬼一路来，在神的救赎上面，都一直用控告来夺取那个信神的人。
So all along, Satan has been accusing the believers of God to take them away from him.
那现在耶稣替我们代祷。
But now Jesus is interceding for us.
所以代祷是耶稣拯救我们到底的这个根源。
So intercession is a source of redemption for us.
如果他只是钉在十字架上流血，就后来叫他走了，算了，我看世界上没有人能得救的，因为不能拯救到底啊，可能救一半，可能救了好，那接不下去了。
I think if Jesus were to die and be nailed on the cross and to finish just that part of his salvation plan, then no one will be safe because there will be no one interceding for us to the uttermost.
我们看罗马书第八章三十四节。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 8, verse 34.
罗马书八章
Romans chapter 8, verse 34.
谁能定他们的罪呢？有基督已经死了，而且从死里复活，现今在神的右边，也替我们祈求。所以这是耶稣，他不但替死，不但复活升天降圣灵，并且呢，他现在也在神的右边最大的那一边做什么？替我们祈求。
Jesus not only died on the cross and resurrected, ascended to heaven and gave us the Holy SpiritHe is also at the right-hand side of God who, and making intercession for us.
穿脏衣服的大祭司，魔鬼站在他的右边攻击他。
Satan was by the side of Joshua, the high priest, who wore filthy garments and opposed him.
那个耶稣复活之后，站在神的右边替我们祷告。
And after Jesus resurrected, he was by the right-hand side of God, making intercession for us.
那如果我们把它排成一排，神、耶稣、我们、魔鬼就站一排了。
So if we think about it more clearly, you see that God, Jesus, Satan, and us will be in one file.
然后呢，魔鬼在我们右边攻击。
And Satan is to our right side to accuse us.
耶稣站在神右边代祷。
And Jesus is standing on the right side of God to make intercession for us.
这好像一个拔河比赛，拉来拉去。
This is almost like a tug of war.
所以代祷有它最基本的属天的神秘性。
So intercession as its most basic mystery in the spiritual realm.
所以耶稣的拯救就是拯救到底，它的根源就是代祷。
So the root of complete salvation lies in Jesus' intercession for us.
我们看第八章，罗马书八章三十一节。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 8.Verse 31.
三十一节到三十三节、三十四节，这里有提出三个魔鬼的工作。
Verses 31 to 34 mention the three different works of Satan.
三十一节，既是这样，还有什么说的呢？神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？谁能抵挡我们？抵挡的是谁？就是魔鬼了。也就是说，神帮助我们，魔鬼就不能抵挡了，哈。
Verse 31, if God is for us, who can be against us? Who refers to Satan? And if God is for us, Satan cannot be against us.
32节
神
既不爱惜自己的儿子为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一起白白赐给我们吗？谁能够控告神所拣选的人呢？控告也是魔鬼的工作了。
Who can accuse the people of God except Satan?
有神称他们为义啦，谁能定他们的罪呢？定罪是魔鬼。所以在这里提出来三个魔鬼的工作，就是抵挡、控告、定罪。
And so in 33, who can bring a charge against God's elect? So we can see the three works of Satan is to accuse us and to bring charge against God's elect.
所以针对魔鬼的抵挡、控告、定罪，耶稣用代祷来封住他的那攻势。
So against Satan's opposition, Satan's charge and accusation, Jesus will defend us through his intercession.
所以这是在天上的，耶稣天天的，耶稣那个长远的做的事情就是代祷。
Every day and in the long term, Jesus is making intercession for us.
所以没有代祷就没有救恩的完成。
So without intercession, there is no completion of our salvation.
我们先来看耶稣，其实他的一生也是一个代祷的一生。
And as a matter of fact, Jesus' life is also a life of intercession.
耶稣还在地上的时候，他就为他的门徒代祷。
When Jesus was on earth, he interceded for his disciples.
那最有名的就是他要升天以前。在约翰福音第十七章的耶稣的代祷。
And the most famous intercessory prayer is recorded in John 17, his intercession for his disciples before he ascended to heaven.
约翰福音里面，耶稣的最后一件世上的跟门徒的工作就是代祷。
The final work of Jesus on earth was this prayer.
那在约翰福音里面，耶稣的世上的就是传福音啊，那个行神迹的工作，到十二章就结束，十三章开始就是洗脚礼。
Jesus' ministry, including healing the sick and all other works, concluded in chapter 12. And from the chapter 13, we see that he instituted the washing of feet.
那再过来十四章、十五章、十六章就是要降圣灵。
And 14, 15, and 16 are all chapters describing the descent of the Holy Spirit.
实际上是最后的大祭司的祷告。
And chapter 17 is the intercession of the great high priest.
所以耶稣要离开门徒之前呢，也留下了最后的祷告。这个祷告呢，是代祷的祷告。
And so before Jesus left and completed his ministry, he made this intercessory prayer for his disciples.
那我们看第九节
Verse 9,
我为他们祈求，而不为世人祈求，且为你所赐给我的人祈求。所以以下都是耶稣替他们祷告，这是谁呢？为主耶稣，为他的门徒祷告。
Here Jesus prayed for them, for those God has given him.
那耶稣说，若因着耶稣的名要耶稣代祷，要叫门徒们能够保守合一。
And Jesus interceded for them in such a way that Jesus wanted them to be united as one.
并且保守不灭亡。
And to keep themselves from destruction.
那十五节，十七章十五节。
15.
我不求你叫他们离开世界，只求你保守他们脱离那恶者，就是脱离魔鬼了。所以主耶稣一直在祷告的，他。心心念念的所寄望的，就是借着代祷来封住这个魔鬼的攻击。
The evil one in verse 15 refers to Satan, and so in every way Jesus tried to stop Satan's accusation through his intercession.
这是消极的，积极的耶稣就说代祷求他们，求神让这个门徒们因为真理而成圣。
This is the passive side, but on the active side, Jesus also pray that the disciples may sanctify themselves with the truth.
所以耶稣，但是耶稣也不只是为当时的使徒祷告。
But Jesus didn't just pray for the apostles at that time.
也不只是为当时的门徒祷告。
He didn't just pray for the disciples at that time.
我们看十七章二十节。
Chapter 17, verse 20.
我不但为这些人祈求，就是说当时的那些人祈求，
I do not pray for these alone,
也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求，
but also for those who will believe in me through their word.
所以耶稣的代祷不只是在当时，也是为后来的还没有信的 还没生下来的以后的人代祷。
So Jesus not only prayed for these people at those times, but also to all other people who had yet been born but would believe in him.
所以耶稣的代祷是超越时间空间的。
So Jesus' intercession transcends time and space.
他为当时的祷告，也为后来的祷告，当然更为我们现在的人祷告。
He prayed for the disciples at those times in the past and people in the present.
所以圣经说，耶稣长远活着为我们祈求，也就是现在我们在聚会的时候，耶稣在天上也在代祷啊。
That is why the Bible says he ever lives to make intercession for us. Us includes all those who are here today.
我们知道耶稣在十字架上的第一句话，也就是代祷的话了。
We know that the first words of Jesus on the cross is an intercessory prayer.
那耶稣也具体的在还没被钉十字架以前，为软弱的这个彼得事先祷告。
And even before Jesus was nailed on the cross, he also prayed for Peter.
所以耶稣的一生到最后是一个代祷的那个工作。
So Jesus' ministry is a life of intercession.
没有代祷，救恩不会完成的。
Without intercession, there is no completion of salvation.
在整个神的救赎历史里面，也是一个代祷的历史。
In the history of the salvation of God, you can see the history of intercession.
那个带领神让摩西带领以色列人出埃及之后，
God asked Moses to lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
一路上也是摩西代祷的。
On the way, you can see Moses' intercessory prayers.
他们遇到了第一次打仗，就是在腓立定，那个跟那个亚玛力人打仗。
The very first battle at Rephidim against the Amalekites.
那一次的打仗也是一个代祷得胜的一个打仗。
We can see that it is a triumph of intercession.
年轻的那个约书亚出去打仗了。
The young Joshua led the army to fight.
如果我们看那个故事，看起来以现代人来讲的话，大家都不喜欢当约书亚的啦。
And by today's standard or today's view, you would not think that anyone would want to be Joshua.
他好像一个木偶一样啊。
Joshua is like a puppet.
就放在前面去打吧。
He is just a puppet fighting the wall.
后面有人在操纵。
And there is someone at the back controlling him.
摩西手一放下，他要打败了。
Every time Moses let his hands down, he was defeated.
摩西的手举起来，他要打胜了。
When Moses' hands were up, he prevailed.
他没有讲话余地啊。He
had no say in anything.
如果我们是那个约书亚的话，一定当失败的时候，说拜托你手举好一点了，让我们在前面吃败仗，不是好过的。
If we were to be Joshua, we would say to Moses, please lift your hands up all the time. Otherwise, you have no idea how much we're suffering down here by our defeat.
在整个战局里面，不在乎约书亚你带了什么精兵，或是你的阵法怎么样，或是你的组织怎么样，或是你有没有勇敢，完全没有提到。
And so the decisive element of this battle is not at all how many people Joshua brought or how organized or talented his people were.
摩西的手一举起来，前面就赢了。Every
time Moses' hands were raised, they prevailed.
他的手一放下来就输了。Moses'
hands were down and they lost.
所以摩西是好像的手好像在操纵那个木偶戏的那个手。So
Moses' hands were as if the hands that were controlling the puppet.
他那手放下去，整个木偶就 掉到地上去了，不能动了。If his hands were let loose,
the puppet would fall.
所以，在灵战里面就是这样一个代祷的工作。And
so he was playing the role of intercession.
那我们常常可能没有这样的感觉。Many
times we do not have this same feeling.
整个教会如果有代祷教会，这个教会是兴旺的。If
the church has people to intercede for one another, this church will be prosperous.
有代祷的教会，这个教会是很热烈的。
A church of intercession will be a prosperous church.
有代祷教会，这个教会一定不会衰弱。
A church of intercession will never backslide.
那我们知道，在历史里面，有 很多次神要毁灭当时。
We know that in human history there are several times when God wanted to destroy the world.
对选民最重要两次，一次就是摩西的时代。
And one of the instances was during Moses' time.
一次就是耶利米的时代。
And another in Jeremiah's time.
我们来看这两次，结果不一样的。
Now let us look at these two instances and see the different consequences.
摩西时代的那些百姓在旷野四十年，到最后神很讨厌他们。
After the Israelites traveled in the wilderness for 40 years, God was not pleased with them.
那个在希伯来书第三章这边所讲的。
Hebrews chapter 3.
希伯来书三章第九节啊。
Hebrews chapter 3, verse 9.
这边说在那里啊，你们的祖宗试探我，并且观看我的作为有四十年之久，所以我厌烦那世代的人啊，他们心里常常迷糊，竟不晓得我的作为啊。所以神讨厌，神厌烦了那时代的人。
So God was angry with that generation.
那神也向他们发怒了。
And God showed his wrath.
所以那一代的人本来是神要全部把他消灭的。
So actually God wanted to destroy the whole generation.
那神也感觉那个时代的人不值得继续活下去啊。
And God felt that that generation was not worth living.
我们知道当神要摩西上山去拿十诫的时候，
We know that when God commanded Moses to go out to Mount Sinai to receive the Ten Commandments,
那个百姓在山下拜金牛犊啊。
The people were worshipping the golden calf at the foot of the mountain.
这时候神说叫摩西说你走开一点。
At that time, God asked Moses to move away.
我要把这些悖逆的百姓全部把他除灭。
And to destroy all the disobedient people.
然后我要让你存活。
And to allow Moses to live.
这时候这是一个最大的危机啊。
That was a severe crisis.
我们看出埃及记第三十二章。
Let's turn to Exodus 32.
出埃及记三十二章。
Exodus 32.
第九节。
Verse 9.
他们刚刚出埃及不久哎。
They just left Egypt not long before.
他们看到红海分开的神迹不久啊。
They witnessed the miracle of the parting of the Red Sea just not long ago.
神给他们在以琳有好的水，有好的棕树，离开那个地方也不久啊。
And they had just departed from Elim, the place where God gave them water and palm trees.
他们的心变得真快，他们的心硬得真快。这时候神就对摩西说，我看这百姓真是硬着景象的百姓啊，你脖子好硬，好看，让你看看。
And how soon these people turned away from God. That's why the verse describes the people as stiff-necked.
第十节
Verse 10.
神就对摩西讲了，你且由着我，我要向他们发逆怒，将他们灭绝，然后呢灭绝之后呢，使你的后裔成为大国。这时候如果一般人的话想说这样最好了，因为这些百姓我实在带的也是累了，够累了。
So verse 10, and I will make you a great nation. So to normal people they would think that this is good, since God was tired of that generation.
都是大人没吃就叫，并且不但叫也是要用石头打死我，没水喝也叫，又要用石头打死我。那现在让你们看看吧，看谁打死谁。
Moses may have been thinking in himself that, well, you have been very whining and complaining and disobedient, and you even wanted to stone me to death. Now look, God is against you, and see who will die first.
那这是神的旨意啊！神说要叫我的后裔成为大国，就是说。神祝福亚伯拉罕的这个福气全部临到我，那不感谢领受吗？赶快跑。
And look, God said, I will make of you a great nation, And so the blessings of Abraham is given to me as well.
这不是好机会吗? 这个烂摊子丢了嘛? 那神再重新立我, 这更好啦。
So isn't this a good opportunity for Moses, since he can just have all the wicked people removed and start anew?
如果摩西在这时候, 就感谢领受, 那也没话讲, 也是对的, 本来神这个旨意就是这样子嘛, 何必背这个烂摊子呢?
And if Moses were to just accept God's will, that would be only natural for him to do that.
但是这时候摩西就恳求神,
but at this moment, Moses pleaded to God.
他上山再去祷告,
he went up to the mountain to pray.
当然他叫他们先洁净,
of course, Moses asked his people to cleanse themselves first.
这时候摩西不是说很有把握了, 因为他看神实在是很生气了。
At this time, Moses had no confidence because God was very angry.
你看三十节,
Verse 30.
到了第二天, 摩西对百姓说, 你们犯了大罪, 实在是一个大罪。
You have sinned a great sin.
他说, 我如今要上神那里去, 或者可以为你们赎罪。 他这时候也不是很百分之百把握了, 但是或许可以, 但是他一定要试。
So now I will go up to the Lord. Perhaps I can make atonement for your sin. He was not sure if that would be possible.
这么有信心的这个摩西在这时候有点踌躇了。Such
a faithful Moses doubted at this moment.
31节,
31.
摩西回到真神那里说, 唉, 说他这时候是吐了一口大气啊, 这百姓犯了大罪, 他还是承认了为自己做的金像。
Oh,
倘或你肯赦免, 这是跟神讲啦, 这, 你如果能赦免, 那就感谢啦, 但是呢, 他也不是很强求啦, 因为这实在是很大的罪啦, 哦, 肯赦免他们的罪, 那接下来他就讲不下去啦, 声音就点点点, 有人说他哭啦, 有人说他, 在那里, 哦, 就僵住啦, 跟神在那里对抗啦, 所以圣经唯一的没有写的地方, 拉掉了几个字, 不晓得什么意思了。
So 31 and 32, then Moses returned to the Lord and said, Oh, these people have sinned a great sin and have made for themselves a golden calf, a god of gold. Yet now, if you will forgive their sin. And from then on, there was no recording of what he acted. So we can see here that he was trying his best to intercede for the people, and yet he was not sure if God would grant him this wish.
我们看摩西这时候心里是很踌躇的很惆怅的，他说倘若你肯赦免他们的罪，讲不下去，僵持在那跟神僵在那里了，无论你怎么想，他哭了，他僵了，他讲不下去了，总是这里是一段沉默的，没有无言的这个空白。
So in 32, Moses said, Yet now, if you will forgive their sin, you can see that sense of hesitation in Moses' words.
那接下来的就是他推出了他的生命当做一个王牌打出去了。
And immediately after that, he offered up his life in exchange for the forgiveness of his people's sin.
他说不然, 如果不是这样子的话,
he said, if not,
求你从 你所写的册上涂抹我的名字, 我也不要活了。
I pray blot me out of your book which you have written.
也就是说, 你把亚伯拉罕的祝福的所有的福给我, 让我的后裔成为大国, 我也不要了, 不但不要, 连我的命我也不要了, 就是说, 我跟我的百姓是一体的, 你要让他们死, 我一起死了。
In other words, Moses didn't even want the blessings of Moses to be upon him and to make Moses into a great nation. Instead, he wanted to suffer death with his people.
全民族的堕落, 一个人的代祷, 挡住了那个时代的狂乱。
The destruction of an entire race was blocked because of one person's intercession.
这个在诗篇 106篇 23节 讲得非常好。
Psalm 16,
106篇,
106.
23节。
Verse 23.
诗篇106篇23节。
Psalm 106, verse 23.
所以神说要灭绝他们，若非有他所拣选的摩西站在破口，使他的愤怒转消，恐怕他们就要灭，恐怕他就灭绝他们了。所以这个破口，这个很大的没有办法补的，摩西用他的生命把它堵住了。
And so this hopeless breach was blocked or mended by Moses' intercession.
他用自己的生命当作代祷，堵住了这个那一代的毁灭。
And he offered up his life as a means of blocking the breach, which would allow God to destroy the people.
我们再看耶利米的时代。
Now let us look at Jeremiah's time.
我们一想到耶利米，就想到眼泪。
When we think about Jeremiah, we think about his tears.
人家说女人是眼泪做的，这个耶利米可能是眼泪做的吧。
People say that women are made of tears, and I think Jeremiah is just the same.
他泪眼汪汪。
His eyes were full of tears.
他为了百姓受了很多的苦。
For his people, he suffered a great deal.
他从年幼的时候就开始为神工作。
Ever since he was young, he worked for God.
神呢就选召他。
God chose and called him.
神说：“你不要说我是年幼的了。”
And he said, "Don't think that I'm young."
哦，所以可见他年幼的时候，神就选召他了。
So as you can see.That God chose him when he was young.
他一路上为百姓祷告。
And in his lifetime, he had been interceding for his people.
并且教导百姓。
And taught the people.
他想用眼泪来洗净当时那一代的罪恶。
He used his tears to wash away the sins of his generation.
并且他本身，神也让他当作当时的一个证据。
And he also became a
sign.
Mm-hmm.
在那个当代，他神说你不用结婚了，你哈、哦，这个时代快末了，你就不能结婚。
He also became the sign of the generation by not marrying, because the time was almost up for the people.
在受到很多苦啊。
So he suffered a great deal of pain.
但是他在受苦的时候
，But while he was suffering,
他在代祷的时候。他在代祷的时候啊、
he interceded.
最后他祷告的时候放下了。
And finally, he let down his hands.
我一直在想，为什么有这样的先知，到最后国家会灭亡
？Why is it that there is such a prophet as this, and yet the nation was destroyed?
我看耶利米书，到最后我看到了。
Finally, I noticed in the book of Jeremiah.
他本来很有爱心的。
Jeremiah used to have a lot of love.
他可以舍弃一切的。
He was willing to forsake everything.
但是我们看耶利米书第十八章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah 18.
耶利米书十八章二十节。
Verse 20.
二十节。
Verse 20.
我们从十九节念了哈。
Verse 19.
真神啊，求你理会我。且听那些以我尊敬之人的话，二十节，岂可以恶报善呢？他们竟挖坑要害我的性命，求你纪念我怎样站在你面前为他们代求，要使你的愤怒转向啊，愤怒向他们转消。二十一节，故此愿你将他们的儿女教育饥荒和刀剑。愿他们的妻无子且做寡妇，又愿他们的男人被死亡所灭，他们的少年人在镇上被刀击杀。我们一下就不用看了，就是他从这里我们可以看到，以耶利米先知以前是怎样的站在神面前代求。
We can see from this passage that Jeremiah used to.Stand before the Lord to speak good for the people.
他的代求也挡住了一代的狂乱。
and his intercession turned away God's wrath from them.
这说, 但是那些百姓呢, 一直的以恶报善,
but instead, the people repay evil with good.
这说的先知反过来, good with evil. 反过来说神啊, 理会我吧, 看看我的苦气。
And at this time, Jeremiah turned attention to himself and said to the Lord, please look at me.
纪念我的代祷啊,
and remember my intercession, people's evil.
先知代祷所吹下来了。
His intercessory hands of prayer.
先知收回了他的代祷,
the prophet took back his intercession.
而随着这个代之而起的呢，就是深渊。
And in place of his intercession, he began to ask for vengeance.
深渊就是没有代祷了。
To ask for vengeance is not intercession.
所以耶利米的手吹下来了。
So Jeremiah's hands were let down.
毁灭来到了,
and then came destruction.
我们看以西结书 22章30节。
Ezekiel 22:30.
以西结书 22章30节。
Ezekiel 22:30.
这是神告诉以西结的。
This is what God told Ezekiel.
这是一个很大的悲哀。This
great misfortune.
在一个狂乱的时代里面，神找不到一个人。
In such a chaotic generation, God couldn't find anyone.
以西结是被掳到国外去的啦。
Ezekiel was also taken captive to foreign land.
他是一个被掳国外的先知。
He was captivated prophet.
神告诉他为什么这个国家会灭亡。
And God told him why the nation suffered this destruction.
以西结书22章30节。
Ezekiel 22:30.
神说：“我在他们中间寻找一人，重修墙垣，在我面前为这国站在破口防堵，使我不灭绝这国，却找不着一个啊，连一个找不到。”
Verse 30. But I, God, found no one.
如果我们看那个耶利米哀歌，那真是唱出了一代的悲哀。
If we read Lamentations, we see that it is a cry, an outcry of that generation.
为什么那一代人有那么大的悲哀?
Why is it that there is such misfortune for that generation?
因为神找不到一个啊，连一个都没有，连一个都没有站在破口的，跑光光的，连耶利米到最后也吹下来了，不祷告了，不代祷了。
Because God could find no one to block that bridge.
所以国破人亡。 圣殿也被毁了，连里面圣殿里面器具，连至圣所里面的约柜也被抬走了。That
is why the whole nation was destroyed, and the articles in the temple of God, including the Ark of Covenant, were taken away.
神一直在等呢。God
has been waiting.
等有没有一个人在代祷？Waiting
for someone to intercede.
因为代祷是属灵属天的最奥秘的一个功课。Because
intercession is one of the most mysterious. Task that one can do.
神讨厌的那个旷野的时代，神很讨厌他们，但是因为摩西只有一个人堵住，神就不灭他们了。God
was very angry at the Israelites in their 40 years in the wilderness, and yet because of Moses' intercession, he blocked God's anger against them.
列王的末期不会比在旷野的那一代的人更糟糕啊。And
the people's wickedness in the times of the kings must not be worse than that of Moses' times.
只是先知的手垂下来。
But the difference is just that Jeremiah's hands were down.
已经不再代祷，而是深渊啊！求神说：“神啊，给我深渊啊！我已经受不了了，所以毁灭就来了。”
Jeremiah let go of intercession and replace it with vengeance.
其实在这个之前，神已经
But as a matter of fact, God has already prophesied that before.
神已经很惊奇了。God
was astonished.
我们看以赛亚书59章16节。
Please turn to Isaiah 59:16.
以赛亚书五十九章十六节。
Isaiah 59 verse 16。
他见无人，无人代求，甚为诧异啊！这是神的悲叹啊
！He saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercessor.
这个中文的拯救应该划掉了，这是加上去的。应该说，他见无人，这是无人代求，这是两个重复的，没有人。他怎么神很诧异，说奇怪呢？连一个代求的都没有啊
！God wondered why there was no intercessor at that time.
所以连一个没有代求的，所以国家灭了。
And because there was no intercessor, the nation was destroyed.
神在找代祷的人。
God was looking for an intercessor.
只要有一个人代祷，像摩西这样子挡住破口的代祷，这个教会就不会那个被毁，这个教会就会兴旺。
As long as there is someone who intercedes like Moses to block that breach, the church will be prosperous.
你代祷就是跟耶稣站在同一战线。
If you intercede, you are standing in the same line as Jesus.
如果你是控告，像伊利米这样子深冤的说：“神啊，我做了这么多，神啊，我怎么样怎么样这么好，这都事实啊。”像伊利米也是事实。那神啊，你怎么没有看我的苦情？这就是深冤啊！一深冤的话，垮了。
And if you were to learn from Jeremiah, who did great work for God.And instead of interceding for the people, he sought vengeance. Then everything will be in ruin.
深冤的背后就是控告。
Behind accusation, is vengeance.
控告就是跟魔鬼站同一个战线。
And to accuse is to stand in the same line as Satan.
你是控告呢？
Are you an accuser?
或是代祷呢？
Or are you an intercessor?